Do us a favor. Down in the description, there's a link where you can leave us a message where you can be like, hey, guys, this is my favorite movie, and you haven't watched it yet, but, like, here's why I love it. Like, my favorite movie ever is We're Back, A Dinosaur Story. And you're like, I like when they're like, roll back the rock to the dawn of time. And then, like, we'll watch it, and we'll be like, oh, I do like that part where they're like, roll back the rock to the dawn of time and sing this song with me. That guy, who sounds nothing like my old boss, had a great suggestion. So, like, leave a suggestion. We want to watch your favorite movie. Tell us why it's your favorite movie. Or else. Before we get started, I wanted to let you know you can follow us on Twitter at FilkThis. That's FILK_THIS. If you have any arguments, if you love what we say, if you disagree, if you want to recommend a movie, that's a good way to do it. Another way you can do it is get a hold of us at contactfilk@gmail.com. No spaces, no caps, no anything like that. Just contactfilk@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you think. You can also watch us on YouTube. YouTube runs about, I don't know, 3 to 7 minutes per video rather than the half an hour-ish that we run here. So if you only have a few minutes, maybe go watch our videos or something. Every once in a while, we call it reenfilkments. We very shittily recreate a scene from a movie that we like, and we have a lot of fun doing it, so hopefully you have a lot of fun watching it. Thanks for listening. So 10 points to you.
Howdy, I'm Jack Burton, this is Rocky Balboa.
Guns a-slingin'.
And you are listening to 555 Filk.
This week on the 555 Filk, we did apparently one of the worst action movies of all time.
I can't believe this movie has a bad rep.
This is one of my favorite action movies of all time.
What are we watching?
Tango and Cash.
Tango and Cash.
Like rats in a maze. Jack Palance, man. I can't get past him in City Slickers at all, so him in anything else...
Slickers 2.
City Slickers 2, curly. Yes. Definitely when he's curly.
He'll always be...
He's just so mean.
The guy from Batman.
And Batman, yeah. You know what's funny is when I was a little kid, I thought he was Joker.
On this one, he feels like he's doing a Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, a little bit.
Joker Jack Nicholson, not
yes,
just Jack
no,
Nicholson,
not just Jack Nicholson, but Joker, the Jack Poyente or whatever they called him. What was
Napier.
His?
Jack Napier.
Napier. Jack Napier.
On that, we have Jack Nicholson doing an impression of Jack Palance to Bob. He's like, Bob, you are number one guy. So on this,
I didn't even think about that. That is kind of what he was doing the entire time.
You know what I read about this was this is the last movie released in the 80s. This is the last 80s movie.
December 22nd, 1989.
That's
I actually
insane.
Put that right there to symbolize. So this was definitely the last 80s action movie.
I love it.
That's, dude, I don't care what anybody says. This is hands down the best action movie of our time.
It's got its moments. I love this movie, but I can't tell you that it's good.
Well, no. I mean, dude, it's the one-liners. This to me is just...
This is what Expendables... wants to be, I think.
Yeah. Well, and I just think that every action movie I've ever seen, I compare to this.
Yeah. This was my first action movie that I remember.
Yeah. Definitely. I would definitely put this above all of them. And it's those damn one-liners.
And
you guys want
to
get high?
And the picking at each other. I like the picking. This is, to me, the perfect buddy cop movie as well.
Yes. Because they're not buddies.
At all. And that's what I want.
They hate each other.
Roger Rabbit and Eddie Valiant. They didn't like each other. Well, Roger liked him.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's go straight to the beginning of the movie.
Okay, right at the beginning, you have good old Tango getting this truck that is just a gas truck. At least that's what they say. You have that one mean cop. You're out of your jurisdiction, which is classic
yeah.
80s, 90s action.
The next thing you could have said is, give me your gun and
give
shield.
Give me your gun and shield. And, you know, he's always yelling. But then he shoots it. He shoots the gas tank.
Wait. So he takes out his bullets on the ground.
That's right.
Puts in his new ones.
Put in his new ones.
In his little revolver. Which, whatever. Shoots
Why
the truck.
Did he have a revolver the whole time?
I don't know. That's his thing. So, okay. So before we started recording, we mentioned how some things seem flip-flop.
Yes.
To me, the guns do. I would think Tango's the one that's going to have,
I thought Tango
like,
was going to have the
He's going
to
have
one.
The laser sights and all this stuff.
He
would be into that.
The fun stuff.
And Cash would be like, nah, this is always trusty.
Because it's cheap.
It's my snub nose.
Yeah. And why is Cash called? I understand that's his last name. He is the odd couple. He's the dirty one to me. He's not Felix.
He's Oscar.
He's Oscar.
No, this is definitely Felix and Oscar. That's the whole thing.
Exactly.
They mismatch.
And I'll tell you what, one of the first things that I love is when they introduce both characters and both characters are holding the paper, reading the other one's exploits.
Because they're making a
comment. Making comment. Oh, lucky score. Yeah. But they were so brilliant.
In your life, now newspapers are mostly dead. Have you ever opened the paper or the news on the internet, whatever, seen the news on TV and been like, oh, wow, look, a super cop taking down every crime ever?
The only time I've ever seen a cop's name in a newspaper is when they shoot somebody when of a different race. When they shoot a kid. Every time. That's the only time I've ever seen
Name cops. A cop who's not Zimmerman. There's that one ravioli guy in Boston, but...
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Oh, I don't know any
exactly.
Cops except maybe ones that harassed me in school. But yeah, I mean, gosh, it's just the whole town. Now, see, and this confused me a little bit, and it still does every time I watch it. Who is all involved in the conspiracy? I thought the captain was. I thought everybody was.
But they're also like cheering for him in court. But,
yeah,
and, like, I knew you didn't do it.
It's very confusing. I love that
they're from different precincts, right?
Yes, like, they totally don't work together. Yeah. No, they do not work together at all. Which is kind of confusing because from our hometown we have one police.
Yeah, we don't have precincts.
But you got to think Chicago does.
Yeah,
I think New York. You know, these big cities, the big cities, and LA does. So they actually, I don't think ever would have been in the same room together.
Okay.
And that's why they set them up the way they did, because right when they came in on each other, that's what I love too, is right when they all get caught in this big conspiracy, they both try putting the blame on the other one.
Oh, okay.
Instantly.
So in the courtroom, once they're just like, well, I know it was this guy, he's a greasy little whatever. No, this guy, he's...
I actually have this written down. I love that they were threatening every person that went up to the stand. Oh, we're going to get him.
Yeah, I love that, actually. So this is one of my biggest problems with the movie is they're the same guy.
Yep.
Except for, like, Tango is all, well, I got a better house than you.
Yeah. Tango only knows how to handle his money. That's all it is. And my favorite part of
they're exactly the same guy.
The very beginning is when you have the classic somebody waiting in the apartment.
Yeah.
I have always checked closets, doors, bathrooms, shower curtains for this very same reason.
If I ever get murdered, it's going to be because they got into my house and I didn't check. I walk in and I do my thing. I'm completely the opposite.
Man, I just, oh, God, man. That big chin, man. Now, it took me a while. I didn't see this for a while.
Dude with the jaw.
I forgot the jaw was in the beginning.
Yeah.
It's like it really, when I, just a couple days ago, because I bought it for a whopping dollar.
To rewatch this classic.
Because sadly enough, my copy was ruined, which is hilarious that I actually had to buy a new one.
That I had of it wore out because I watched this movie so much.
I love this. This is hands down one of my favorite movies.
I love it, yeah.
But man, that chin, dude. That, if you look him up, he doesn't look like that. His chin is not nearly
as
big.
It's not as nice. I mean, no. He's got a big chin, but it's not
Not nearly as big as it was in that, man. That thing.
He was in Maniac Cop 2. Oh, we might have to watch
that. I've never seen Maniac Cop 1.
Maniac Cop 1's okay. Maniac Cop 2 is amazing because it's terrible. Robert Zadar? Is that his name? Or Malibu? I don't know which one of those is.
Robert
Zadar.
Yeah, his face.
Yep. Robert Zadar. James Zadarsky.
The chin from hell is what actually happened
last year.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, he died last year, 64. He's from Chicago. Wow. Look at him. He's from Red Hur.
That's pretty crazy.
Well, rest in peace, Robert Zadar. You were great in this movie.
Yeah, he really was.
That jaw?
Yeah, dude, that is one of my favorite lines from this movie. You broke that jaw? I love it too, Slinky, man. All right, so Cash goes into jail. He's about to use the toilet. The guy can't use... Well, where am I supposed to go? And he's all big and bad. And this, let's get one thing straight. He turns around and says, that's yours. Dude, I loved that. And that was pretty much my comedy from the age of 8 to like 13.
This to me is like perfect Kurt Russell. I love Kurt Russell.
Oh, yeah.
But this is him at his absolute best because of the things like that where he turns around and... Okay, never mind.
That's yours. You know, now a lot of people, obviously, we've said this quite a few times. This is our fathers.
Yeah.
To me, This is our fathers to a T, them bickering and everything involved.
This is everything I wish our dads were and how I saw them when we were kids.
Yes.
So, like, now I know better. But when we were kids, I know better. This was exactly
that. I really thought, like, it was made about them. I really did when I was younger. I mean, because, you know, I was kind of an odd kid as is. Yeah. all the evidence was on Cash's gun. Now, it took me rewatching this as I'm older now to realize he actually makes a comment about it.
Yeah.
About somebody messing with his gun.
Yeah. Somebody's messing with the sights on my gun or something.
Yeah. Yep. So, and I, dude, it completely went over my head until I rewatched and I was thinking, oh my God, that's how they set him up. Was those darn sights.
I don't understand why so much effort went into setting them up. Because it was just like, well, he's messing with their drug business, right?
Yeah.
Why not just kill him?
I don't know. Because he'd prefer to put two rats in a cage. he was big on the rats.
Why did he have the rats in the maze? I don't know. And just like in his office?
He was really oddly uncomfortable with those rats.
That dude was
insane. He was when that. Okay, we had the classic Chinese guy who is literally in the 80s.
He was the Chinese guy.
He was the bad Chinese guy in absolutely everything.
Wayne's World 2.
Wayne's World 2. He was the dad who dubbed the mouth.
Seinfeld 4.
Seinfeld 4? Oh, yeah. Seinfeld 4.
Got right. Got right. Yes, I say got right.
Got right.
Oh, we got racist with it. He's the guy from Big Trouble in Little China.
Lethal Weapon
2?
2? Was it 2?
2?
I know he's in one of them. Yeah, he's in one of them. But even he thought Jack Palance was nuts.
Yeah.
When that guy's saying or feeling that you might be a little crazy, I think it's time to take a real hard look at your life. You know?
When you feel the need to get a bunch of mirrors and make a weird little mirror thing behind your office, just in case someone comes to get you. Just in case.
And what a ripoff of Bruce Lee.
Listen.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that what you thought of? Like, yeah. even when I was a kid, what I thought of when I saw, didn't Bruce Lee do that? at the end of one of his movies?
I can't see any end game where, like, a criminal is going to be like, and I'll confuse him with mirrors. Because where is he going to go? If he runs, they know
where he's going to go. Yeah. He had them set up perfectly to where he actually had to have one a circle spot with an X to where that's where he had to stand. And then I love it after that. They were like, oh, it was the ring, right?
No, the monogram.
We're pretty good.
that's another thing. They're constantly like, I am pretty awesome.
Yeah. They are constantly pretty much up top.
Yeah.
The entire movie.
Man. That's what it is. My man, the movie.
It really is. The whole time, even when they don't like each other, when they're in the shower scene, didn't it seem like they gave each other quite a few compliments?
All right. So he calls him Tripod.
Yeah. Why? I mean, I know why.
Right after calling him Pee-wee.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
What was the other one? He calls him Minnie Mouse.
Minnie Mouse?
I don't know you. I don't know you that well.
I was just getting the soap. Calm down, Tripod.
Okay, so the shower scene, whatever. We're rewatching it as an adult. There's 6 showers minimum going on around him. But they share the one.
They share it.
Like, they took turns.
Like,
We're doing the exact
dancing
movement.
Tangoing around the shower head. They had multiple showers. Not only that, they didn't need to be constantly looking at each other either.
I mean, if I'm in a shower with either one of them, I'm going to look.
Well,
but I'm not gonna about it.
I mean, it's like Kramer. You know, I'm not going to stare.
Right. You take a look and
you go away. Fubar.
I love Fubar.
This... Now,
my dad said foobar all the time when I was a kid.
Tell me that
it's
it
like
came
snafu
from this. Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure it's a thing.
Oh, is it a thing? It's effed up beyond all...
you can cuss on the internet.
Oh, we can? Okay. It's fucked up beyond all recognition.
Yeah.
Which is just the best acronym.
I've also heard it as beyond all repair for, like, cars.
Ooh.
Yep.
I actually like that.
Yep.
Yeah, that works out.
But I've heard it.
Yeah, I didn't hear it before this.
I think most people who say it that I know say it because of this.
You say it because of this. Because that's why I say it, this foobar. The British dude, the governor.
Jesus, that accent.
The governor.
There's no way that's his real accent.
No. There's no way, like, and he has to be American.
No, he could totally be British, but it'd be if you were doing Southern.
That's an American doing a British accent. It's got to be.
I'm looking.
It has to be.
But he was just terrible. He's in the movie. Blah. So I was reading on this. He's in the movie more because Stallone liked him doing the accent.
Are you serious?
So he was supposed to have like a couple lines, and Stallone's like, oh, this guy sounds awesome. Let's have him in the movie.
Wow.
Mm. This... Okay.
I know he's American because he was in that one movie with Bruce Willis where he was a cop and he spoke perfect English.
I mean, they speak perfect English in
Well,
English.
But without the governor. Hey, governor.
It's terrible.
That's all he said like the entire time. All I remember
he's
saying
from
is...
from Cali.
Cali. Nice. I knew it.
Fifth Element.
Fifth Element. Of course.
That's what he's from.
Oh, man, that's actually a really good movie.
I have never made it all the way through it.
Really?
Really, really.
Oh, man.
He died in 99.
Really? Jeez. That's sad.
Is Jack Palance alive?
Nope, 2006. Assume... Wow, he made it to 2006?
Good and he was only you. 87.
He looked like he was 87 in this movie.
He looked like he was 87 in Batman.
Dude, that's like getting your throat cut from ear to ear. You know what I'm saying?
That's another thing. Whoever wrote this movie. Oh my gosh. I know I love this movie, but
Randy Feldman wrote it.
It's so dumb.
Oh, and actually, this is probably why. You know what? They had two directors.
I saw that Barry Sonnenfeld was fired as DP on this.
Yeah, and then there was...
Barry Sonnenfeld of Adam's Family movie fame.
Oh, wow. I didn't know
that. And Men in Black.
Whoa.
Because Stallone said he's not lighting me right. This could have been a way better movie than it already was.
Wow. I mean, yeah, because they had a couple DPs. They had a couple directors. They had Albert Magnoli.
I'm sure there was a handful of
who
writers.
Replaced Andre Kolorsky.
What was that? But
was uncredited. Andre Konkolarski.
I'm going to say Konkolovsky.
Yeah, that actually looks a little bit better than what I said.
I'm looking too.
Oh, okay.
You think I'm just guessing?
Yeah, I thought you were just thinking, wow, that was a really good guess.
Look at him go.
But yeah, I mean, but it was Randy Feldman by himself that wrote it.
Oh my gosh.
Who has given us other ones? I looked it up, but I know there's a couple that he gave us.
Yeah, I want to see what else he wrote.
There's a couple like obvious ones that you're gonna be like, oh, of course.
Metro, Nowhere to Run.
There it is.
The show Early Edition. What? You ever watch Early Edition? Where the guy gets like tomorrow's newspaper.
No.
So he goes out and fixes things that went wrong. Oh. It's like Quantum Leap with no time travel. He has like a magic cat or something too. At any rate, Tango and Cash.
Tango and Cash. That Chinese dude at the beginning when he chokes him with the chair. I have wanted to choke somebody like that my whole life.
Yeah.
And I've never found that perfect chair. Because that was awesome.
Yeah, that was a good scene.
There's no better way to threaten somebody than to sit on their neck with a chair.
So, in my head, this movie put Kurt Russell, specifically this Kurt Russell, is the manliest man you could ever meet in your life.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the boots, the jeans, the hair, the whole shebang. This is what I've been, like, judging other men on my entire life.
Yes, absolutely, dude. Absolutely.
There's no such thing as Adonis unless you're talking Kurt Russell from Tango and Cash.
You know what? And you know I love Stallone. I actually think I do prefer Russell in this.
Have you seen...
Over him, you know what I mean? Like, as, like, the better. I do like Kurt Russell more.
Have you seen Big Trouble in Little China?
No.
It's another one where it's just, like... this version of
really
Russell.
Oh
so
I'll
good.
Have to watch that because I've seen it, like I've seen bits and pieces.
It would be if you took that Kurt Russell and threw him into Mortal Kombat.
Oh, that's almost just cussed.
You're allowed to. It's the internet.
Yeah, no, but I was so excited. That's fucking amazing.
It's so good.
Oh, that's really good.
Even like the one liners, like he's driving a truck by himself, he's like, Jack Burton, I'm Jack Burton. I was like, over and out.
Over and out.
It's so good.
I love because there in every 80s and early 90s action movie, there is a gun stare down.
Yeah.
Where somebody has the victim, We're going to call her Kiki for Terry Hatcher.
Yeah.
And you have the good guy. I got him. I got him in my sights. I can take him out. And I loved that they actually waited till the very end.
Take the shot.
If you want to, you can take it. But yeah, I actually have Jack Palance. What a horrible bad guy.
He wasn't very scary.
Mm-mm.
And
his menacing and like pestering.
Yeah, he was more annoying. He was like a mosquito.
Yeah.
I don't know who the bad guy was in this other than like the police were after them, but he walks into the police station and nobody cares.
Yeah. He was in the jail with them. And so was the governor.
Well, yeah, but he went in there because he needed guns.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. The prison break.
Oh my gosh. One of my favorite things in all of movies is this
prison break.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is hands down one of my favorites.
How did Stallone get past the fan to stop it? He was.
Well, he had the bar, right? And he jammed it.
That's a foo bar, I believe, right?
A foo bar.
he jammed it. He's like, oh, I can't hold it all day.
Yeah, I can't do this, man.
I can't stop doing through this terrible way. Impression.
She didn't leave me, Paulie. She died. but this is probably one of my favorite prison breaks out of all of them. And it's because Face, that big chin at the end, grabs his ankle.
Yeah.
With the grappling hook. Isn't that how he did it? Oh, what a horrible way to be stopped.
Where did he get these wonderful toys? Like, he's got a grappling hook.
So
why didn't they just kill him in jail?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, they tried. They did try that first night. They're in...
Right, but I don't know.
First off, they were supposed to go to a minimum security
prison. I like... Prison. They're just like, oh, must have been a mix-up in paperwork.
Must have been mixed up in paperwork, because that happens a lot. That happens all the time when you're trying to transfer a prisoner to a... prison.
Especially to, you know,
highly decorated cops who have put most of those people in there.
It's okay, cops don't go into... And
cops don't go into general.
But... Yeah.
Oh, so cops don't go into general. You know what my biggest problem is? Littering. Dude, these one-liners, man. How can anybody say that this is a horrible movie?
Because this movie is terrible. Oh, I love this movie,
though. Dude, the one-liners. Maybe that's why I'm constantly trying to do one-liners in my life.
This movie, first boobs I ever saw in my life.
Really?
I mentioned this in one of our videos. This is the first, the one in the parking lot when they're just banging in a parking lot at the first car chase.
Wow, I thought you were talking about at Kiki's strip club when
they're in the
back. No,
but I'm mad that, okay, so we have boobs in this movie.
But not
hers. We have Naked Tango and Cash.
Yeah.
But no Terry Hatcher.
No Terry Hatcher. I don't think she's ever gotten naked in anything.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, really?
They are not spectacular.
Aww.
Sorry, Terry Hatcher. You're still very pretty. You were the best Lois, and I still got
definitely,
a thing because of Lois.
Definitely
of you.
Best Lois. I actually loved her in this because of them being on the couch and Tango thinking that they were screwing. Because
mm-hmm.
I just thought that was
the
hilarious.
The hell kind of massage is like, oh yeah.
Deeper.
It's in.
Yeah,
it's in.
It's going.
Even if you're banging, if you're yelling, it's in.
It's
you're
in.
Not doing
you're
it right.
Having an issue. That's the first thing I thought of. Wow, it took that a while to spark up the it's in. And what's in if you're giving a massage?
And why is he standing there watching so very long?
Yeah, he was in there for a while. Tango's sister, Kiki, I love it when you see the guy, he goes, what size are you?
Yeah.
And you're thinking Kurt Russell's going to put it on.
Right.
So come out, the cop's there, and oh, come here, and she takes off.
As soon as she walks out, though, you can see
you can see
Kurt
it's
Russell.
A girl, yeah. And come on, you know, she calls her babe, and it's Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
Ugly. Ugly Kurt Russell.
Yeah, right. This is my kind of woman. that chin is. Dude,
oh, man.
He's like smooching at cops. And
yeah.
Like, everybody look at me.
Everybody look at me. I'm so pretty. Anyway.
Oh, Kurt Russell. He makes one of the ugliest women.
Oh, yeah. Seen. But I love the cop interested in a three-way and they both turn around and flick their cigarette out. Oh, man, that's the best. you know what's funny?
Okay, go ahead.
Have you ever seen the movie where they're all drag queens?
Tu Wong Fu,
yeah.
No, I have not. Is that him or is that
no,
Patrick Swayze?
No, it's Patrick Swayze, but I'll tell you what. Patrick Swayze makes one hell of a woman compared to Kurt Russell. And so does Big Hands Eddie Murphy or
Wesley Snipes. And John Leguizamo.
Luigi.
John Luigiamo. So there's a part in this movie, and this is why people say it's a bad movie. I got to get up to do it. But when they're doing the escape, there's those power lines.
Yes.
And they're doing this.
Yeah.
And then they both turn, meaning they could walk.
Dude, I never even caught
but
that.
They both do that.
Yeah. I was kind of wondering, what is he going to get out of here?
Where's he going here?
Because, yeah, I know exactly. Oh, they couldn't fit, but then they did.
Yeah, they could totally just walk right through.
And then the guy, when Face finally gets pushed into him, he actually has to reach.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's pretty funny. Man, I never even thought of that.
Even when I was a kid, I was like, why don't they just walk?
That's funny,
if anything,
man.
Walk like this.
And you know what confused me? Was he right about the electricity?
Yeah.
If you're touching, as long as you're not touching the ground, you're good?
Or both wires.
Or both wires.
So that's why, like, a bird can sit on a fence.
Okay. Huh. I was kind of wondering that. What a nice little fun thing.
You learned something today.
Yeah, right? I thought the only thing I was going to learn is that Jack Palance really likes rats.
And that never came back.
No.
Neither did I thought, like, so Stallone's like, oh, I got all this money. You'd think, like, he's going to get, like, the best lawyer.
Yeah.
Or I can afford whatever we need. And then they already got to him or whatever.
Yeah. I didn't like that at all. Okay. We didn't really touch on this. The gear guy. Or not the gear guy.
Gadget guy.
Q. That's, yeah. That's who I always kind of picture as Q, but this guy is the guy from Scrooged.
He's in a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is. He's in a whole bunch, and I wish I would have had his name, but I don't think
Michael
I did.
J. Pollard.
There you go. Yeah, I actually ended up not putting his name in.
He's on House of 1,000 Corpses?
Is he really?
I don't remember on that.
I don't remember him on that at all. Unless maybe he's one of, like, the creepy family members and,
Yeah, I think he
think
might
so?
Have been.
Probably one of them that you don't
or
even see his face.
At the gas station. He worked at the gas station. That's right.
Yeah, oh, God, those movies are... Ugh.
Another You. He was in a lot of stuff.
Oh, my
Dick
God.
Dick Tracy.
Yeah, that's right. Bug. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
He's great.
Oh, man, yeah, that's good.
You were going somewhere with it.
Yeah, I was.
Talking about Q, gadgets, boot guns.
Boot guns. I think that's what I was getting at was the guns. He had the boot gun. He had
a dog that explodes.
Oh, my God.
But it's okay because it's for old people.
Elderly home defense or something like that. The whole head explodes.
And
the
then
barrel
he just
shreds.
He shrugs. He's just like, these things happen. Back to the old drawing board.
I guess we'll get him next time.
He's so good.
Oh, you need some hardware cash? Oh, man, cash. Man, I just...
He's the coolest of the coolest.
Yeah. I think that out of both of them, Stallone's kind of the nerd. He's kind of the
he
square.
He really should have been. But to me, they played exactly the same
yeah,
character.
Yeah, they almost were.
Except for in the court scene.
Yeah, because Tango was all very polite and then Cash, this is bullshit.
This shit sucks or whatever. No, this fucking sucks.
Dude, that's the best. Tango's all respectable. Listen, I know that
excuse
we
excuse me, may I approach the bench?
I just want to talk to you guys, and I'm like, I'm talking to Apollo. And then you have Kurt, man, fuck this. This is bullshit.
We brought up Swayze earlier. He was originally set as Cash. He was Cash.
No
but
way.
But he dropped out to do the movie Roadhouse.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, he made a huge good decision because I love Roadhouse. And
I've never
I love
seen
this.
Roadhouse. I can't stand Swayze.
Really?
Yeah. Can't stand him because of Dirty Dancing.
Actually, nobody backs Baby in a Corner.
He was really good on Donnie Darko, and that also made me not like him. He was a little
He was the pedophile, right?
Yep.
That's right. I forgot. Ooh, Donnie Darko was... Ooh, that was a good one.
Earlier, we forgot to say James Hong.
James Hong. Yep, Kwan.
Yep.
That's right. That was the classic 1980s Chinese guy. Bad guy is James Hong.
Rambo.
What a pussy.
But he's saying that about his own
about
character.
Himself. That's,
I don't get it.
I don't like that at all. If they would have said Terminator,
so like
I would have gotten that.
What's the movie with Jack Slater? Last Action
Last
Hero.
Last Action Hero.
So he's
they
like,
have
I love these movies.
Terminator.
I love these movies. They're so great.
Yeah.
Like,
They should have done something like that with it. They really should have. It should have been...
Or even Kurt Russell says, like, he rips on Rambo, and then Tango's like, I thought it was all right.
Yeah, boom. Yeah, that would have worked. I thought it was very
realistic.
Yeah. Dude, I thought he looked good. Something like that, absolutely. But yeah, he calls him a pussy. Out of all his characters, I'm going to say Rambo's probably the least amount of a pussy.
Rocky, every movie is like, oh man, I can't fight this guy. Well, maybe if I train, I can fight this guy. Okay, I'm going to fight this guy. Every movie.
Only if I got Adrian!
I love the movies. I'm not saying anything wrong with the movies.
No, I love the movies except Five.
Which one was Five?
The one with the machine gun guy. Something gun.
Not the Russian.
No, the guy after that. Tommy Gunn.
Is this the remake? No. Or like whatever, no, not remake,
it was
but...
it was the fifth one. Nobody liked it.
I don't remember
They actually don't even box in a ring. They have a street brawl at the end.
I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, it's pretty awful.
Wow, sounds great.
Wasn't very good. I tell you what, I think Tango and Cash beat it out. Pretty good. If that gives you any...
I've got good news and I've got bad news. Ask me what's the bad news.
What's bad news?
We're almost out of gas.
What's the good news?
We're almost out of gas. Oh, what a great time for you to make a joke, Kurt Russell.
We're almost out of gas. It's snowing. Oh, I didn't know it was going to snow. You guys want to get high?
This movie.
Stallone saying that was just the most out of character. You know what I mean?
Why just use your plan A? Because it's a hell of a lot better than your plan B, which you don't even have.
Yeah.
These freaking lines.
They're pretty much Captain Obvious statements. Yes. Look, there's a 4 on that window. 4, you know what I mean?
I'm going to punch you in the face 7 times. You know what I mean? Oh, yes, I believe I know exactly what you're saying.
You're going to punch me 7 times in the face. That's right. I like the little geeky guy who takes their voices, who also happens to be the expert witness, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah.
So when...
Is that a real... God. That's not a real job, right?
Yeah, I think it is, actually.
There's no way that's a real job.
I hope not. I love it when...
He died, too, in 2003.
Jeez, why are all these people dying? The Curse of Tango and Cash.
Curse of Tango and Cash.
I hate it. I love it when Tango is at the one guy's office. One of the people that framed him, and he's got the spaghetti, and he goes, oh, it looks like you need a little bit more iron. You look a little anemic. He's holding the smallest gun any big guy could ever carry.
Yeah, he's got this tiny little snub nose.
It's
pistol.
A snub nose at that. You couldn't just get the regular size barrel? You had to get the snub nose.
And he's aiming this.
His hand is bigger than the gun by a lot. It looks like a cap gun in his hand. It really does.
Some of the other guns in the movie look terrible.
Oh,
as well.
Gosh. I love Cash's gun with that gigantic scope. I know you don't shoot. And I've never seen a scope on a handgun.
Right.
I mean, I have. I've never looked through one.
Right. Because you're going to hit yourself in the face, right?
Not only that, handguns aren't... They don't shoot very long.
They're not so accurate.
They don't shoot very long. So there's no point to have a long... scope on a handgun. There's just no point to it.
It reminds me of, there's another movie.
Predator 2, Danny Glover. That with, gigantic.
Yes.
Boom.
For the night vision?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what it reminds me of.
That's exactly what it reminds me of, too. I think I actually have it in here.
Like, you got a gun with a night vision thing the size of a bazooka.
Seriously. It's bigger than the gun. The scope itself on Tango and Cash for Cash's gun is literally longer than the barrel of the gun.
They use the same night vision on The Burbs.
Yeah.
The one neighbor's got
it. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Oh, man, I forgot about it. I haven't seen that movie in years.
That's such a good movie.
Man, that's Hanks, yeah?
Yeah. Hanks.
Boy, Hanks, wife. Oh, man.
You know who else is in that movie? Huh. Corey Feldman. God, I love me some Feldman. Mm-hmm. Love me some Feldman.
You know what's weird is I wonder if Randy Feldman's related to Corey Feldman.
Try not to look through it like with nostalgia. Good, bad, or ugly. What do you think?
Oh.
This movie's ugly.
Yeah, without
but I love it.
It'd be ugly. It might even be bad. It very well could be bad.
This is seriously, like, there could be another movie where it's nothing but men having sex with each other, and this movie would still be a little bit gayer.
Yeah. Oh, this movie's gay.
It's so homoerotic. Everything in it.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, there's not. But come on now.
This is the gayest movie I've ever seen.
I love this movie.
I've never seen Brokeback Mountain, but if I saw that, I still think that this would probably be gayer.
They want each other so bad. Why not just
and
be
it's
together?
Pretty obvious.
Yeah.
The shower scene alone went on for entirely too long, and it seemed like they were actually naked when they were doing it.
No, they had to be.
I mean, it's ugly, guaranteed.
Yeah.
It's definitely not good. I think nostalgia, I would say ugly without it. I think it'd be bad.
I think everyone needs to watch this movie, though.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Like, this is a must watch.
If you did not like action movies in the 80s, it's because you didn't see this.
Yeah.
Because this explains everything you need to know about an action
movie.
This movie is the only reason
I'll watch Stallone movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This was my gateway into Stallone.
That's funny. That's pretty good.
Because I saw this, and then, like, the first half of Over the Top. And Over the Top scared me right away.
I bet, man. Over the Top's pretty rough.
You guys want some arm wrestling movies? I got an arm wrestling movie.
Oh, man, Mikey.
All right, let's read this, mother.
I love Mikey. Oh, you know what?
Hey, Mikey, you like me.
Let me get out our actual official film
handy dandy
card.
Raider.
All righty. Normally, I would probably give this a 3 FUBAR out of 5 for I liked it, but with my nostalgia filter, I'm going to give this a 4 FUBAR out of 5. I liked it a lot, a lot, a lot.
I mean, this movie, I can't say it's good. I think it fucking sucks, but I also love it. And
that was the courtroom appearance.
Yeah,
anybody didn't get it.
I think I'd have to give this, with nostalgia and me just loving how bad it is, just pure enjoyment of this movie, 4 out of 5 rats in a maze. That's what I think I'll have to go with.
That's pretty good.
And on that note,
may the filth be with you. I didn't even think about that
one. Get out of here, you filthy animals.
All right, well, I picked Good Old Tango and Cash. So for next week, is it going to be the good, the bad, or the ugly?
I think I'm going to go good this time. And how's about we watch Birdman?
Oh, the Michael Keaton. Yep. Yeah, we could do that. I think I actually have it on HBO.
Sweet.
So, be perfect.